From our New York studios up in Harlem, let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, an Oregon-based company is promising to increase breastfeeding and economic empowerment among Detroit's low-income and mostly African-American women. They're doing that with a program that offers the women $1 for 1 ounce of their breast milk. Now, that milk is then sold to hospitals for a markup of $7 an ounce. But some are saying these mothers are being exploited and that this whole operation, Tom, smells sour. I'm going inside her story with author, breastfeeding advocate, and parent expert, Kimberly Seals Allers. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Jackie.
Now, I know you're very passionate about this issue. You wrote a piece for the New York Times about it. What's going on? Why Detroit mothers? What's so attractive about the women in Detroit and their breast milk?
Well, that's the same question that we have, and the Detroit mothers want to know. This is one of the things that the company has not yet explained. Why are they targeting Detroit? Obviously, already a vulnerable city facing a lot of challenges. Why black women? If this program is about economic empowerment, why not all low-income women? And so whenever you see such an initiative, you know, a really sociocentric, specific targeting of particularly black women, you really have to give pause. I mean, when we think about the history of black women's bodies being exploited in this country, particularly as it relates to selling their breast milk, it really just gives a lot of questions. And the community wants answers. And I think that's reasonable.
Now, where does the milk go?
Is there a difference between black breast milk and white breast milk?
Not that anyone knows of. I think the biological properties are exactly the same. So, you know, the company Medilac is claiming that this is going to help increase breastfeeding rates, although there's no research that has ever proven that financial incentives increase breastfeeding. They're claiming economic empowerment. But really, how much money can you make at $1 an ounce? Because many women are struggling to have enough milk to feed their own babies. So what could be the ramifications of trying to incentivize when mothers want to feed their babies first? The other thing that's really, really important here is that, one, the company didn't say that we're going to try to target Detroit moms to help save Detroit babies. They're going to take their milk and sell it to whatever hospital, wherever that is willing to pay them their price.
What's the resale value? When they buy it for $1?
$7.
Right. Yeah, they mark it up to $7. Mm-hmm. And then they sell it. Are they selling it to babies in need in the Detroit area? Where does the milk go, Kimberly?
So the milk does go to hospitals, particularly those in the NICU, premature infants who particularly need breast milk, and their mothers may not be able to provide it for whatever reason. So it goes into the hospitals. Hospitals can purchase this milk, but obviously it's an expensive product. So can Detroit hospitals afford it? What is being done to make sure that this milk can stay in the community? I mean, Detroit itself has an 18% preterm birth rate. So certainly its babies need the milk. And it would be one thing to say, hey, we're trying to help out Detroit babies with Detroit mother's milk. But it's another thing to say, hey, give us your milk and we're going to sell it to whoever we can. And another precious resource is basically being taken from our community.
Now, I read that Medilac is saying they're doing this to increase breastfeeding among African-American women, which we all know is a problem. But I also read that there's a concern that these mothers that are donating this milk or selling this milk aren't necessarily breastfeeding more with their own children.
Exactly. And also, no one has talked about the income tax ramifications, perhaps a mother who may be receiving benefits, what could potential income. And also, I have to note that, you know, just this week, a community forum where lots of mothers of all hues talk about their experience with Medilac was shut down on a major website because of all the complaints about non-payment. So really, to go to a vulnerable community, make them promises that you could pull yourself up by your nursing bra straps, and then perhaps even leave them further disappointed, is really a ruse that we don't want to stand by to let happen. So that's why the Mothers in Detroit organized an accountability campaign to really get some answers and to ask people to sign on and support them in their effort to get more answers and to be included. You can't come to our community saying that you want to help us and nobody bothered to even have a meeting, reach out to the people who are doing breastfeeding work in Detroit. It's disrespectful.
So they're not even working with breastfeeding advocates in the Detroit area?
No, not at all. And those advocates, including Black Mothers Breastfeeding Association, Mother and Justice, Moms Rising, Breastfeeding Mothers Unite, they all came together to launch this accountability campaign. And, you know, we would love to help them get more signatures. They have over 500 to really support them. And they've asked for is a meeting and to be included in this process. And I don't think that's too much to ask for. We really have to stop this idea that you can come into our communities with a plan that's half-baked, you haven't even talked to us about how it could be implemented properly, and then expect us just to sign on without even a conversation. And this is why we really are taking a stand for the babies in Detroit, so that the milk continues to benefit them and that mothers can be supported.
Well, if people want to support these
down.
Mothers,
Jay,
what do they do?
Put your hands down.
Jay, just be quiet. Is there a website or somewhere they can go to find out more or be supportive of this with the Black mothers there?
Absolutely. Go to www.bmbfa.org, bmbfa.org, where they could see the letter, sign on to the accountability campaign. And also on Twitter, Stop Medilac is the hashtag, and we're really asking the community to take a stand for the babies in Detroit and all over, because this plan was just supposed to start in Detroit, and they were going to take it nationwide.
Wow, what a story.
You cannot do this.
I can't get involved in this.
No, you cannot get involved. No,
Jay. Kimberly, thank you.
Not today, Jay. Not today, Jay.
Not today.
Just no.
Thank you.
Good job, Jackie.
All right, you guys.